Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Dennis Klingbeil is headed to the Wyoming Supreme Court. The Wapiti man is challenging his 2019 first-degree murder conviction in the death of his wife. Klingbeil's defense will focus on two pieces of evidence, one being the admission of prior evidence in the case, the other centering on the testimony of a forensic pathologist. The state maintains that neither were improper. The case will be heard before the state's highest court on April 13th. If Klingbeil is successful in his challenge, the case will then be returned here to Park County for retrial. What can cash-strapped Wyoming do with $1.3 billion from the federal government? Plenty, if you ask members of the Wyoming legislature. Yet lawmakers are hesitant to say such a windfall can solve the current budget crisis. It will take time to fully understand the restrictions on spending, they say, and could be months before the specifics are understood well enough to act on, a delay that may necessitate a special legislative session this spring or summer, according to Speaker of the House Eric Barlow. On March 11th, President Joe Biden signed a massive $1.9 trillion aid package that, according to estimates from Congress, includes $1.3 billion in aid to Wyoming to shore up everything from schools and healthcare facilities to local government and unemployment insurance. It's a significant injection of money that was announced as the Wyoming legislature mulls over hundreds of millions of dollars in spending cuts due to historic declines in revenue brought on by underperformance in minerals and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Police in Rock Springs say they've arrested a 41-year-old Green River man after he allegedly stole several cars, crashed a car into a parked vehicle, drove another car into a utility pole, assaulted someone, broke into some other vehicles, and stole a cell phone, all in one day. The string of crimes began at 9 a.m. on March 22nd when a man, later identified as Stephen Rice, was driving a vehicle in the parking lot at 925 Gateway Boulevard. He jumped out of the driver's seat of the car and let it run into two parked cars. Rice then allegedly ran away on foot. Officers were next sent to 9th Street on a report of a man who was stealing a car. When the owner of the vehicle saw him, jumped inside the car and pulled the emergency brake. Rice allegedly hit the owner in the head with a car door as he drove away with the stolen vehicle. He then abandoned that car after driving it into a pole. As police were investigating that crime scene, they then found a white Toyota that had been abandoned by Rice in a nearby parking lot. That car was found to have been stolen from 222 Gateway. Police say Rice then went on to a come-and-go store where he stole a Kia that had been left running. The victim's cell phone was in the vehicle, and police were able to track it to an area north of town. They eventually found the Kia abandoned, but found that Rice had taken the cell phone with him. Finally, at 11:17 p.m., police, with help from the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office, found Rice hiding in a Bronco. He was then arrested without incident and taken into custody. He was charged with felony property destruction and five misdemeanors, including battery, theft less than $1,000, criminal entry, and three counts of unauthorized use of a vehicle. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.